You have investigated what some call mini UFO reports. What are they?
Well, yes, been very interesting cases going back for many years of these very small objects that range in size anywhere from a few inches to about a foot in diameter. And I remember hearing some of the first reports that I heard about was probably back in the late 60s. I remember there was one case, I believe, on a golf course around Pittsburgh where some golfers were out there playing their game, and the small object was right above their heads, kind of moving up and down, and they were swinging their golf clubs at it. And every time they'd swing it, it'd move out of range. And then another fascinating one, I'm going by memory here, yeah. 1980s, I had a report up around Punxsutawney, PA, of a woman who told me she had her kitchen window open when one of these small spheres went into the window and began to float around in her kitchen. She grabbed her broom and swung at this thing, and she said she hit it, and it broke into two identical spheres that moved around into her home, and then they finally went out the window. And during that wave of reports back in 1973, in November of 73, I received a report from the police about an incident happened up in, out in Hemphill Township, which I went out and investigated, and there was a group of people out there. They were out there at some friends' homes out in the country, and they had the windows of the cars down at the time, and they noticed this plum-sized object, greenish in color, that went inside one vehicle and floated around inside that vehicle, and then it went into another vehicle and floated around in there as well. And right after they had noticed this, they observed what appeared to be like a thin, rather I should say like a wide beam of light, wider than a normal flashlight beam, that suddenly shot up from the ground up into the sky and vanished. And I learned that one of the cars where the small sphere had been in, about a day or two later, that window shattered for some unknown reason. And so I've heard these reports before. And, you know, in the book Really Mysterious Pennsylvania, there's some pretty interesting reports. One was one that happened December 31st of 1984 out near Level Green, Pennsylvania. And what occurred was that a man and his sister were sitting there in the living room when all of a sudden there was these two loud taps on the living room window. And the drapes were open at the time, and a man happened to look in there right at the window, moving slowly towards the right side, and right in front of the window was this bright red basketball-shaped sphere. Now, this thing was not illuminated, but it was bright red. And it went across the window, and he ran over and watched as this thing rose up over the neighbor's home. And he said this sphere had like two bright beams of light that it was giving off, and it was giving off some sparking around it as well. So anyhow, he turned on the lights, and he watched this thing rose up over the window, then it vanished. And a short time later, we went back to sit down, and again, they heard these taps on the window, and he and his sister both watched this thing come back again. And he said, again, it was about the size of a basketball, and he said there appeared to be like two dark lines that seemed to be black or dark blue in color. These lines extended from the center of the sphere into a V-like pattern to the top edge. And positioned in the center of the V was a dark round dot that was the same color as the two lines. It almost gave the impression that it was an eye. And when the object turned before it rose the first time, he said from the back section of the sphere, which was also red, there were two beams of brilliant white light about 16 inches long and about 1 inch thick that projected out from that round object. And so that was a pretty fascinating case. And there was another one in recent years as well. And this one happened in July of 2002 in an area called North Huntington. And what that involved was the fact that it was about 10 o'clock, and these people were at a local shopping center. The shopping center had just closed the stores down. They were just walking through the parking lot when they happened to run across a friend that they hadn't seen for quite a while, and they sat there, and they were talking for a while in conversation when all of a sudden one of the people said, "Look behind you," and they turned around to look to see this small round object. Now, this was only about as big as a tennis ball in diameter.
It's amazing.
And this thing, he said, was absolutely round and shiny. It was similar to a bubble, but much more solid in appearance. And It was floating only about 10 feet away from them, only about, I believe, about 6 feet up off the ground. And the one witness, he said to me, he said, I could easily have reached over and just grabbed this thing. But he said it was moving, it was controlled, it was moving very steadily, it was moving straight, like it's as straight as an arrow, about 6 feet off the ground, and then as it kept moving down, it began to make a zigzag motion towards the left, then up to the right, and finally it just moved off. And we had checked with the National Weather Service in Pittsburgh. It was a very calm night, and yet this sphere zoomed past them as just being driven by some type of power.
Do you think it was a probe, or do you think there were little tiny occupants in the thing?
Well, the witness was convinced, having some military experience, he found it was some type of a probe. And that's the indication we've had, the possibility over the years as well. And, you know, some of the alleged UFO abductees have reported these small spheres of light also sometimes being associated with some of their experience as well. Whether they are the same type, of course, we have no idea.